A very good morning to you, CCMC.
大家好。
May we march on in trust of God,
being in love with our Lord God.
当我们在对神在向对神信靠的这个路上不断前进的时候，让我们也来爱神。
May His peace be upon us each and every day.
愿神赐给我们的平安与我们每一位同在。
The form of the sermon this morning will be different.
今天早上的证道这个形式会有所不同。
It will be a fusion between exposition and petition.
这个形式呢，就是它是一个融合，既有我们的讲述，也有祈求。
That means that there will be moments during the preaching when I will call on the congregation to pray.
也就意味着在这个讲道的过程中，Pastor Samuel会停下来，请大家一起祷告。
And these prayers will directly connect to the issues addressed by the scripture that we are.Learning this morning.
而这些祷告的内容呢，和我们讲到的内容是息息相关的。
So it's going to be part meditation.
所以就是有一部分我们是在反思静想。
To reflect upon the message that God is giving us.
我们来思索神给我们的这些信息。
It's going to be part confession.
一部分呢是我们的承认认罪。
To acknowledge our shortcomings and our utter dependency on God.
向神来承认我们的过错，向神来表明我们对他全然的依靠。
It's going to be part praise.
还有一部分呢是赞美。
To acknowledge the might, power, and love of our God.
我们来承认神的大爱和神的全能。
And it's going to be part conviction.
还有一部分是我们的认罪。
Meaning we're going to make a commitment to trust and obey God in our actions.
这样做的目的呢，也是让我们来向神表明我们愿意放弃自己的一个自我依赖而去全然的信靠他。
So all of it, we're going to have the explanation of the text.
所以总的来说，我们会解释这些经文。
But at the same time, the congregation is invited to actively engage in the text through prayer.
同时呢，整个会众也被要求我们来积极的参与到这个经文给我们的信息中。
As God has spoken to us through Isaiah.
正如神向以赛亚所说的。
These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
And as Jesus was going.Through and restoring the actual function of the temple.
正如耶稣基督他来坚固他这个圣殿的根基的时候
In Matthew is recorded that Jesus himself affirmed that the house of God is to be a house of prayer.
就正如在马太福音中所记载着耶稣也声称他的殿是祷告的殿
So may God show us grace.
所以愿神向我们施恩
Grace that by his spirit he will lead the entire CCMC to be a house of prayer.
因着他的恩典，使我们整个 CCMC 会成为一个祷告的点。
Not just this morning.
不仅仅是今天早上。
And hopefully beyond this morning.
希望是除了今天早上，会一直延续下去。
One of the reasons why we are trying out this form of preaching.
一个采用这种新的布道方式的原因是。
It's something for us to reflect upon.
这给我们一个机会，让我们来好好的反思。
Because at least over the past couple of years, there has been repeated call for more of the congregation to join in the church-wide prayer meeting.
因为在过去的两年中，我们一再的请求会众加入到我们星期二的祷告会中来。
But this encouragement and call has yielded almost no response.
但是所有的这些邀请、这些呼吁没有得到任何回应。
And so this morning,
所以在今天早上
we bring the prayer meeting to you.
我们把这个祷告会带到大家中间。
Of course, we are not going to be able to do all that we do at the prayer meeting.
当然，我们今天早上做的不可能是平常祷告会所经历的一切。
But I hope that this is an encouragement for you to sense that congregational prayer is important for the life of the church.
但是，希望大家通过今天早上的经历，会认识到整个教会的会众在一起来祷告是一个非常重要的事情。
We know of this fast food chain.
我们知道这个快餐连锁快餐店。
Burger King and the slogan of Burger King, they're known to be the home of the Whopper.
这个汉堡王这个快餐店呢，它有一个口号叫做这个大汉堡之家。
What should be the church known for?
那么我们作为一个教会，我们应该是什么之家呢？
The church should be known to be the home of heartfelt prayers.
我们的教会应该是从心发出的祷告者的家。
So may God grant us mercy.
愿神给我们怜悯。
That by His revelation, He will lead us into worship.
通过他向我们的启示，我们可以进入祷告。
And this worship will call, will bring about a transformation that's worthy of His calling to us.
希望这样的祷告会使我们的生命经历一个更新，是因为这个更新是和神召我们的恩相称的。
And truly, when we come together for a prayer meeting,
确实是当我们一起来祷告的时候，
it is not that we have an agenda like a usual meeting.
不是说只是日历程上的一项说我们必须来聚会。
But the meeting speaks about people coming together to meet one another.
它这个含义是我们来到一起，我们来真正的彼此认识。
We're not only meeting one another, we are meeting one another in the presence of God.
我们不仅仅是彼此认识而已，我们是在神的光照下彼此深入了解。
And as we pray, we learn that we meet God in our presence.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就会越发认识到我们需要神与我们的同在。
So for all the prayer meetings that have been called,
所以在对于所有的祷告会来说
，A firmer understanding can be it is a prayer fellowship.
一个更为坚定的认识是，这是一个增进彼此认识的一种团契。
It is a time when we have communion with the Lord our God.
它也是一个时间，在这个时间里边，我们和神来彼此交通。
It's a time when we confess our dependency on God.
这也是一个时间让我们来承认我们必须信靠神
And it's a time that we express our love for God
也是一个我们向神表达我们爱的时间
For we are obeying his instruction for us to make the house of God a house of prayer
也是在这种祷告会中我们向神表明我们愿意使我们这个教会成为一个祷告者之家
So let us go to our God in prayer
让我们来一起到神面前祷告
Our Father King in heaven
我们天上的君王的父亲
Holy is your name.
圣洁是你的名字。
As we listen to your words as spoken through the prophet Haggai,
当我们学习通过先知哈该说的话时
，May our hearts burn.
愿我们的心火热。
May our soul be stirred up.
愿我们的灵被搅动起来。
And Holy Spirit, do grant us understanding.
圣灵啊，求你给我们理解的心。
For only by you can we know the things of God.
因为只有通过你，我们才能够知道神的事。
For all the stern words that you have for your people this morning.
对于你准备给你的子民的那些震动他们心的话
We ask that you have mercy on us
我们也祈求你给我们怜悯
That we'll humbly accept your rebuke
我们会谦卑的来接受你的责备
And for all the affirming words you have for your people
对于你所说的那些肯定的积极的鼓励的话
Have mercy on us also
也向我们发怜悯
That we'll believe in your promise
我们会信靠你的承诺
And we'll rejoice in your promise
我们也会因你的承诺而欢欣鼓舞。
Truly, there is a comforting promise of Emmanuel.
确实，在以马内利这个词里边有一个很让人得到安慰的信息。
And this we ask and believe.
我们这样祷告，祈求。
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
是借着我们的主，我们的救主，耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So the message that we can glean from the passage that we're going to be looking at in Haggai is this.
我们从哈该书所得到的信息是这样的。
The people of God are okay, missing a slide. Sorry. The people of God are to obey God and make His home ours.
就是神的子民要信靠神，把他的家当做自己的家。
The people of God are to obey God and make His home ours.
神的子民要信靠顺从神，把他的家当做自己的家。
So if you could repeat after me.
所以请大家一起来重复这句话
The people of God
神的子民
okay, first in English and then in Mandarin The people of God are to obey God and make his home ours
就是神的子民要顺服神且要以他的家为我们的家
So please turn with me to Haggai chapter 1.
请大家来一起翻到哈该书第一章。
And please follow along the text as God's word is proclaimed.
当宣读神的话的时候，请大家也一起看这些经文。
May all who have ears hear with keenness.
但凡有耳的，就请你来认真的听。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
is going to be at the tail end of the prophet books and three books before the book of Matthew.
是在旧约的最后边，大概是新约的往前三第倒数第三部书。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
Verses 1 to 4.
先读一到四节。
In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.Is it time for you yourselves to be living in your panel houses while this house remains a ruin?
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说：万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Verses 5 to 6.
5到6节。
Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thoughts to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it.
现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Verse 7 to 8.
七到十节。
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my houseSo that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Verses 9 to 11.
九到十一节。
You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? declares the Lord Almighty. Because my house, which remains a ruin,While each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld its dew and the earth its crops. I call for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地上，山岗五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
Verses 12 to 15.
十二到十五节。
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel.Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people, I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest,and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话。百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下之百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们神的殿做工。这是在大利乌王第二年六月二十四日。
So all in all, Haggai tells us this.
所以总的来说，哈该对我们说的是这样的。
The proper response of God's people is to obey Him.
神的子民的和适宜的行为就是来顺从他。
And in that obedience, we see God's home as ours.
因着这个顺服，我们看神的家当作自己的家。
Haggai can be broken down into two sections.
这个哈该书可以分为两部分。
I'm sorry, Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章可以分为两部分。
In verses 1 to 11, we see that God confronts His people as well as disciplines His people.
在1到11节，我们看到神来质问他的民，并且来教导他们。
God is speaking to the leaders as well as the rest of the community.
神向他们的领袖说话，也向所有的人说话。
Because the matter is that they are very self-centered.
因为这个事情的关键是他们非常自我中心。
And because of their self-centeredness, they have all these erroneous priorities.
所以当他们这种自我中心的驱使，使得他们有一个错误的优先顺序。
They also live with disastrous self-sufficiencies.
他们也生活在一种具有灾难性的自我依靠中。
And then in verses 12 to 15, all of a sudden the mood changes.
而在十二到十五节呢，突然之间这个情绪这个转变了。
Here we see the comfort of God has come and the provision of God has come to His people.
我们在这里看到神的安慰和神的供应临到他的子民。
Why?
为什么这样呢
？Because there was repentance.
是因为他的民悔改了。
There was a response to the word of God.
这些民对神的话语他有一个回应。
They turned away from their self-centeredness toward God.
他们从他们那个自我中心的那种错误做法中回转归向神。
And in their repentance, God grants this most comforting promise.
而因着他们的悔改，神给了他们这样一个非常安慰的信息。
I am with you.
就是我与你们同在。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
So let us first look at verses 1 to 11.
让我们先来看看11到11节。
There was a period of time in the history of ancient Israel.
在古老的以色列有这么一段时期。
They were in about 70 years of captivity in Babylon.
大概是他们被巴比伦掳去70年之后。
Their homeland was totally destroyed.
他们的家乡被完全的破坏了。
And upon reflection, they understand that it's because they have sinned against God that such a discipline came upon the nation.
他们就反思，他们认识到，之所以有这样的灾难，是因为他们悖逆神。
So about after 70 years of this exile, God brought people back to the promised land.
所以呢，在这个被放逐了70年之后，神又把一部分人带回到他们的家乡。
But it was to bring them home to do one thing.
但把他们带回来的目的呢，是要做特别的，要做这么一件事。
As recorded in the book of Ezra.
正如在以斯拉记中所记载的。
Chapter 1.
在第一章
It tells us that they are supposed to go home to build God's temple.
在这个书里边记载到，这些人回到他们的故土是为了来建造神的殿。
To first and foremost rebuild the temple so as to reestablish the presence of God in their lives.
他们要重建这个殿是为了显明神继续回到他们中间。
This was around B.C. 539.
这大概是公元前539年的事。
And we see that the return to their homeland was to, in fact, rebuild their tattered spirituality.
所以我们也看到，当他们回来的时候，他们同时是在重建他们支离破碎的信仰。
By rebuilding the temple is to acknowledge that we need God in our lives.
当他们重建这个神的圣殿的时候，他们就是表明我们需要神在我们的生命中。
But sadly, as we come to Haggai,
但是很可悲的，当我们读到哈该书的时候，
we see that the temple is unfinished.
我们看到神的殿还没有。
And it represents that their spirituality has really never reconnected back to the understanding that I need God in my life.
这个圣殿没有完成的事实就表明了他们还没有认识到他们必须全然的信靠神，重建与神的关系。
Let us first read. Let us read together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们现在用英文读，再用中文读。
This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your panel houses while this house remains a ruin?
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉， 你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
So God wasted no time in confronting his people with their erroneous priorities.
所以神一刻都没有耽误就来管教这些有错误优先顺序的子民。
How is it that the house of God is in tatters while the houses of God's people are in glitters?
就是说为什么神的殿还是这么破败不堪，而你们却住在一个金碧辉煌的房子里呢？
When we read the opening of Haggai chapter 1,
当我们看哈该书第一章的时候，
we're given two time markers.
我们得到了两个时间点。
And these are very important time markers.
这两个时间点是非常重要的。
First, we're told that it's the second year of King Darius.
首先我们看到是大力乌王第二年。
So we know that about this time is BC 520.
我们大概知道这是在公元前520年的事。
Earlier, we said that the Israelites first returned back to Jerusalem and the Promised Land in 539.
在之前我们知道这些以色列民是在公元前539年回到他们的家乡。
How many years have passed?
这样过去了多少年呢？
Almost 20 years.
大概是20年了。
And yet the people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
20年过去了，这些民仍然说建神的殿的时间还没有到。
It's not just the timing.
不仅仅是一个这个时间的安排问题。
The irony is this.
这个具有讽刺意味的是
The people lived in panel houses.
这些民住在一个很奢华的房子里，
meaning that it has at least a roof,
也就是说它至少是有一个天花板，
and it's luxurious and beautiful in its decoration.
在它的这个装饰上也是很奢华很美丽。
All this is happening while the temple remains a ruin.
所有这些房屋的建造在进行中，而同时呢，神的殿却是破旧不堪。
Which means that there isn't even a roof over the building.
也就是说神的殿连一个起码的这个天花板都没有。
So apparently it's not yet time to rebuild the temple.
所以看起来好像是还是建神的殿的时间还没有到。
But there's definitely a lot of time for us to continue to work on our own little homes.
但是呢，我们建我们自己房子的时间是早早到了。
And apparently there's no time to build the temple.
明显的我们没有时间来建神的殿。
Because the people, the workers, are too busy building their own.
是因为他的工人这些子民他们是在忙忙碌碌忙自己的一摊子。
It's to say that sure we'll get to erecting the walls of the temple and give it a fresh coat of paint.
就好比说这些工人们说肯定的我们一定会把这个墙建立起来，给这个还给神的殿刷一层美丽的漆。
But
但是
Let us take care of ourselves first.
让我们先把自己的事做好。
Self-centeredness
这是一个非常自我中心的表现。
Self before God.
我们自己放在神之前。
Our business before God's business.
我们的事优先于神的事。
In the second time marker.
在第二个时间点。
This is the first day of the sixth month.
这个是六月的第一天。
God has commanded his people to offer up a new moon offering at the first, on the first day of each month.
神要求他的子民在每个月的第一天来献一个特殊的祭。
This new moon offering is to symbolize that the people trust in God.
这个祭也叫做新月的祭。这个新月祭呢，是表明他的子民来信靠神。
And they're going to consecrate this entire month into the hands of God.
他们会把整个月奉献在神的手里。
So when the temple remains a ruin,
所以当神的殿一直是一个破败不堪的景象时，
the people of God will not be able to make the new moon offering.
那么神的子民也就没法在这里来向神献这个新月的祭。
Not just on the sixth month.
不仅仅是在这个第六个月发生。
But it's for all the months that have come before.
也说明在这之前的每一个月都是这样的情况。
Do the math and we can see how many months it has been.
大家如果算一算就可以知道一共有多少个月他们没有献这个新月的祭了。
What is this glaring problem here?
所以这个问题是什么呢？
The people are spiritually dull.
这些人这些子民的灵性是非常冷淡的。
Or worse, spiritually dead.
或者更糟糕的，他们的灵里根本就是死的。
Because for about 20 years they did not see it important to commit their lives to God on at least a monthly basis.
可以看到在过去的20年他们根本没有觉得需要向神来献祭，而且这个祭的要求很低，仅仅是每个月一次而已。
The ruin of the temple was a symbol of the ruin of their spirituality.
所以这个殿的败坏不堪其实也象征了他们灵命的可怜的光景。
It's also to show that they have this perverse effort to live only in material luxury for themselves.
这就表明他们其实一直生活在一个对物质的追求中。
Their self-centeredness was expected because their lives are disconnected from God.
他们这种自我中心的行为一点都不奇怪，因为他们就是完全的与神断开了。
And we see that God addresses His people as these people.
我们也看到神称呼这些人的时候就说这些人。
Meaning that relationally, there's a huge distance now between you and I.
这个称呼也就表明。从这个关系的角度上看，这些人和神他们的关系是非常疏远的。
Furthermore, God confronts His people on their disastrous self-sufficiencies.
进一步的神来质问他的子民，他们这种非常具有毁灭性的自我依赖。
God tells His people that your pride blinds you to think that you can be strong and well and do all things independent of me.
神对他们说，因为你们的这种灵性的瞎眼，所以你们认为自己可以靠自己来完成一切。
So twice God calls on His people to give careful thoughts to your ways.
所以神两次重复就说你要好好思想你的行为。
Meaning that we are supposed to reflect back on all our past behaviors and experiences.
也就是说这些人他们要反思他们过去的一切行为。
And take that reflection and match it up with what God has to say in His truth.
他省察自己的行为，也要以此来对比神对他们的要求是什么。
So in verses 6 and 9, we see that God is saying, this is what you have experienced all along.
所以在六到九节你看到神对他们说，这是你们所经历的一切。
Yes, when King Darius came into control,
当这个大力乌王得到政权的时候，
there were economic reforms that caused you to be in economic challenges.
他的那个经济呢有一些改革，所以看到大家其实生活是不易的。
But that's not the main reason.
但是生活不易不是这个主要的原因。
That's not the main reason why you struggle to have it filled up.
就是说这个经济不容易，并不能解释为什么你的生活如此艰难。
It is because God's people have departed away from the way of God.
主要的原因是神的子民他们背离了神的道路。
And as they think through all these experiences,
当他们来反思所有的这些经历的时候，
hopefully they also become aware that, wow, these are the curses that God has said will come if we rebel against God.
希望他们能够认识到，就是说，哎呀，我经历了这一切，正是神所许诺的，如果我们背离他，我们将要得到的咒诅。
In fact, it's not just because God wants to drop disasters on people.
神并不愿意把这些灾难降到他的子民身上。
It is the terms of the covenant.
但是呢，这是他的约的内容。
The covenant established in Deuteronomy.
这是在民数记，这是在生命记里边所立的约。
That there will be blessings and curses depending on our connection to God.
就是因为我们与神的关系如何，会有祝福，或者会有咒诅。
And the people of God have agreed to such terms.
而这个神的子民他们同意了这个约。
Give careful thoughts to your ways.
所以你们要好好的仔细思想自己的行为。
And with that, and once we bring our reflection into the truth of God,
当我们把自己的反思和这个神的话来联系起来的时候，
We'll see that, yes, we have fallen short on our promise toward God.
我们就看到是的，我们没有遵行神的话。
Basis is to trust and obey Him alone.
这个和神的约的最基本的内容就是说，单单的信靠顺服神。
God says, because my house which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with your own house.
神说，当我的殿如此荒凉败坏的时候，而你们却忙忙碌碌做自己的事的时候，
This is a sign of self-sufficiencies.
这就是一个以为靠着自己可以自给自足的这么一种。
Because by running after their own homes,
因为当他们急急忙忙地奔向自己的家的时
候， is to say that we could do well simply by our own effort, by our own will, apart from a reliance from God.
他们也就是在表明我们不需要神，我们靠自己的力量可以把我们的生活经营得很好。
They thought that all they have to do is to make sure that the soil is ready.
他们认为他们要做的是什么呢？把土壤预备好。
Plant the seeds.
然后种撒这些种子。
And by right, I'm supposed to get a harvest.
而且呢，就是因着我做的这些事，说明我理所应当的应该有个好收成。
The people thought that, okay, I'm cold.
人们想，哎呀，我很冷。
So I just have to put on a jacket.
所以我必须来穿一件外套。
The jacket will keep me warm.
这个外套会让我暖暖和和。
But God says that's not true.
但是神说不是这样的。
Think of the times where you wore your clothes and yet you're not warm.
想想那个时候，你虽然穿着外套，但你并不暖和。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because God can intervene.
是因为神可以介入。
God wants us to know that it's not the jacket.
神希望我们知道，不光是要靠这个衣服。
The jacket is the tool, the process.
这个衣服呢，仅仅是一个工具，是一个过程。
It is the one who grants all these laws of thermodynamics.
是这个主宰这个宇宙律的这位神。
It's the God who allows fabrics to come together to able to trap air.
是神使这个纺织品能够。把这个 暖气这个暖和保留在你的体内。
It's the God who gives the difference between wool, cashmere, and linen.
是这个神，他给我们棉花，给我们亚麻，给我们羊绒。
It is this God when we put on our clothes, we give thanks, we will be warm.
也就是因着这位神，当我们穿了这个外套的时候，我们要来感谢他，我们得以温暖。
But when we are in the mode of self-sufficiencies.
当我们处于一种自我依靠、自给自足的这种状态的时候，
we think that Patagonia and North Face is our savior in winter.
我们会想到一些有名的服装品牌，那是让我们暖和的这个可靠的东西。
My house, which remains in ruin.
神的殿还是荒凉破落。
Total neglect of God in their lives.
他的子民是完全的忘掉了神。
Their trust is not on God, but on themselves.
他们的信任不在神身上，而在他们自己身上。
And so God did discipline His people.
所以神来管教他的子民。
God gives this beautiful, merciful opportunity for a people to return.
神给了他们这个非常美丽的机会，让他们可以回来。
Give careful thoughts to your ways.
所以他们要仔细地思想自己的道路。
And in the process, give careful thoughts to who God is.
而且他们要仔细地思想神到底是谁。
Five times in the book of Haggai chapter 1,
在哈该书第一章重复了五次。
It says, the God is the Lord Almighty.
反复地说神是那个大能的神。
And this says that God is the one with might and power.
这句话就说明神是有这个力量，有这个权势。
And at the same time, he's that faithful God who will keep his covenant with his people.
同时呢，他又是个信实的神，他会确保他的承诺实现。
By giving careful thoughts to past behaviors and experiences,
当他的子民仔细思想他们过去的作为的时候，
the people are to be brought into keen awareness.
这些子民应该清醒地认识到，
all things are in God's hands to bless or to hinder.
所有的事都在神的手中，他或者祝福，或者
If there is a turning around of the heart to God,
如果他们的心回转归向神，
all the problems that are described in verses 10 to 11 will make a turnaround as well.
那么十到十一节所描述的所有的这些糟糕的境况都会转换过来。
Instead of the droughts,
不是干旱，
you'll get the dew.
你会得到雨露。
Instead of insufficiencies,
不是缺乏。
You get abundance.
你会得到充足的东西。
This is the life that will flourish in the presence of God.
就是在神这里的话，我们的生命会是非常美好滋润的。
So some of the considerations that we can make.
所以今天呢，我们可以来思想一些事。
What if?
如果
some of us,
我们中间的某些人
we who are very good with cleanliness and hygiene of our own homes.
如果我们非常整洁有序，在我们自己的家中，
we would come together，
我们可以聚集在一起，
to form a team of cleanliness and hygiene for CCMC，
我们可以成为一个团队，使得这个教会也非常干净，非常整洁。
What if some of us，
如果我们中的某些人，
who are bestowed with green fingers，
他们有这个天赋，可以做很好的园艺工作。
You make gardening a breeze。
你可以很轻松自如地把这个花园打理得漂漂亮亮。
You come together,
你们聚集在一起。
Form a team,
成立一个团队。
Turn the spaces of CCMC into beautiful gardens.
把我们的 CCMC 也变成一个美丽的花园。
Filled with beautiful flowers and contemplative spaces.
有漂亮的花朵，有可以大家散步沉思的地方。
In all honesty, we do have many spots that remain in ruins.
诚实地说，我们教会有很多角落，其实就是很破落败坏。
Cleanliness and its landscaping are just two examples.
这个教会的整洁，这个庭院的打理，这只是两个例子。
For parents,
对于所有的父母来说，
would you want your children to not only think about the state of their rooms, but also think about their entire home?
你是不是希望自己的孩子不光光是把自己的房间整理好，同时也关心整个家的整洁呢？
Maybe today you're fighting the battle of if they could just get their room done, I'll be so happy.
也许你心里在说，哎呀，只要他把房间整理好就不错了。
Or maybe it's the reverse.
但是也可能是相反的。
I've heard of the reverse.
我听说过这种情况。
When the children is telling the parents, can you get your room in order?
就是有的孩子会对父母说，哎，你们把自己的房间搞搞整齐。
So it goes both ways.
所以可能是，就是也可能是孩子的问题，也可能是大人比较。
But just like we won't want to only care for the room without thinking about their whole entire home.
但是我们一直想教导，就是说孩子不要仅仅想着你自己的那个房间，应该想整个家作为一个整体。
So it is that we must think of God's actual physical home.To be ours also.
所以我们也应该把神的这个殿堂，这个具体的这个建筑物当做我们的家。
It's wonderful and important that we say we are in our spiritual home.
确实我们说我们是在一个属灵的家，这是一个很好的想法。
But at the same time, we understand that our spiritual home has a physical container.
但是我们应该也要想到，我们的属灵的家其实还是需要一个物质的一个这么一个建筑物。
It is an expression that we understand that when we are with God.
也就是说，当我们知道我们与神同在的时候
，Even the home that we call our home now is His.
我们称呼为我们的家，其实是属于神的。
How much more a church building?
如果我们这样想自己的家的话，那么这个教会的建筑就当然更是神的家了。
A place we call the sanctuary.
这是我们称呼为圣所的地方。
A place that is set apart for God's people together.
这个地方呢是被分别为圣出来，来供神的子民们聚会。
When we see that this compound is not just a place for us to meet.
当我们想到这个建筑并不仅仅是我们来见面的地方。
But it's a God-given inheritance.
它更多的是一个属神的基业。
Then this building is also our home.
那么这个建筑呢，也就是我们的家了。
We will start to look out for its beauty and its maintenance.
所以我们就会来尽心尽力来维护它的整洁，维护它的美丽。
And if we are already making the effort to do the work to take proper care of the physical church building,
如果你已经在努力的使这个教会越来越整洁，越来越好。
We are also to be spurred on.To take care of one another.
那么我们就会更进一步来在属灵的层面来照顾彼此。
We will love one another with fervor and patience.
我们会以热心，会以耐心来爱弟兄姊妹。
Because this is church, is God's the temple of the Holy Spirit for eternity.
因为这也是圣灵居住的一个圣所，而且是会永存的。
Further considerations that we can make.
我们还可以再考虑一些什么呢？
What if we seek to make even the most common of house chores a moment of trust and thanksgiving?
如果我们可以把一个简简单单的家务劳动看作一个侍奉神的一个很好的机会。
An event as simple as doing the laundry.
就比方说你在家里洗衣服。
Just like our recognition of fabric and laws of physics.
好比我们在想这个纺织品，还有这个一些什么物理的定律。
We also recognize that washing machines can run because God has allowed it to.
我们会认识到这个洗衣机可以工作是因为神允许它工作。
Without that awareness, we often like, yeah, we take it for granted that you better run.
如果我们不这样想的话，我们会理所当然的就说，哎呀，你这个洗衣机当然就是要洗衣服了。
That the faucet does run because God has allowed it to.
但是我们应该认识到是神来祝福你，让一切都运作得井井有条。
Psalm 127 tells us,
在这个诗篇二十一篇中说到，
Unless the Lord builds the house,
除非耶和华若不建造房屋，
The builders labor in vain,
建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord watches over the city,
耶和华若不看守城池，
The guards stand watch in vain,
看守的人就枉然警醒。
And this was something that I thank God for His mercy to teach me as I leave home.
就是当我离开家的时候，我感谢神，他给我这样的承诺。
It's to remind me that this is the prayer that I offer up.
也让这个话也经常提醒我，我要为这个家里的一切东西都在正常运转来感谢神。
Because it's to acknowledge that it's only if the Lord wills.
是因为就是我们要认识到只有当神许可。
The thermostat will run well when I'm away.
这个家里的温度调节器会正常工作。
That the security alarm systems, they will function as they should.
这个家里的防盗系统也会正常工作。
I did have this experience of the home being burglarized.
我自己其实有过被人家这个入室偷窃的经历。
When you walk into your home, the sense of violation is very strong.
当你经过那个被偷，进入到那个被偷的家里以后，你那种被人家侵犯的感觉是很强烈的。
Especially when you see things like on the floor, drawers pulled out, it's a mess.
就是当你看到家里凌乱不堪，这个抽屉里的东西都被扔得到处都是，就是家里就是很乱七八糟。
Past that initial shock.
你经过了这个最初的震惊阶段之后
，This is an opportunity to learn to call out to God and learn to trust.
你也就应该认识到，我们要为家里的安全来感谢神，要经常的为此祷告。
To experience a certain kind of peace that transcends understanding.
你当你能够经历到那种无法用理智来了解的平安的时候
，is to understand that yes, we've lost much, but this is exactly the Bible has taught that the thief would come and steal.
就是虽然你有一些财务的损失，但你会认识到，神早在圣经里边已经说了。就是你积累财宝，神贼会来偷。
Yes, there are many issues like insurance and all to deal with, but that is when we say God is with us. We trust you.
当然了，这个财务的损失可以由保险公司来理赔，但是就是经历了这一切的时候，你应该来感谢神，是信靠神，他来保守我们。
It is to say that, oh yeah, it's not the lock or the turning on and off of lights.
所以我们会认识到，不仅仅是这个锁，或者是那些可以。闪烁的灯。
Ultimately, God has His will for this event to happen.
是神他许可这样的事情发生。
Is this to say that okay, we just leave our doors wide open then, and we pray this prayer?
这并不是说我们把所有的门都敞开着，然后我们就祷告神保守我们安全。
I'll praise the Lord for your wonderful faith.
如果你那样做的话，我会感谢神，你们有这样超人的信心。
On the other hand, it's also a reminder that we do have responsibilities.
就是说，从另一个方面讲，我们确实有我们自己的责任。
But do we also trust only in having fulfilled the responsibility?
但是我们是不是，sorry.
Is it that we only trust in having fulfilled the responsibility?
是不是我们更加信靠这种以天堂为思索中心的这样的责任？
我们是不是只信靠我们已经完成了我们应当做的一些责任？Or do we believe that God will take this fulfillment of our responsibility and work out His will?
或者呢，就是神会因着我们已经尽到了我们的责任，然后他继续的实行他的旨意。
It's a very fine line.
这里边有个很细微的这么一个。
And sometimes the question also comes to us as students, as workers, as parents, as children.
很多时候呢，我们作为学生，作为工人，作为父母，作为儿女，我们也会面临这些问题。
Do we actually trust that it is God who opens the door for our colleges and scholarships and our careers and retirement funds?
是不是神他的手来为我们打开这个入学之门，提供给我们奖学金，给我们工作的一个更好的发展机会？
It is certainly not a call for anyone to stand around and do nothing.
这并不是说我们就在那儿坐着什么都不干。
But it's a warning for us to not have that insidious trust in our own efforts.
而是要提醒我们大家，我们不能够在做这些事的时候，好像单单的要靠自己的力量去做。
A reminder came when I was sick one time.
当我有一次生病的时候呢，神的一个提醒临到我。
I was popping in the vitamin C.
我在喝很多的维他命 C.
And I said, "Yes, this vitamin C is going to cure me."
我就心里想，哎呀，这些维生素 C 会让我好起来的。
And in me, the spirit says, "I don't think so."
但是在我里边的圣灵就说，哦，不是这个样子。
And that was the awareness of, thank you, Lord, for providing us with vitamin C that can help cure me.
所以那个时候我正常的我应该是这样想的，就是谢谢神赐给我这些维他命 C， 然后借着这些维他命 C， 它可以使我好起来。
And there was peace.
然后呢，我的心里就充满了平安。
Was I cured?
我好了吗？
Yeah, after a few days.
是的，过了几天以后，确实好了。
But that shocked me out of this very subtle trust in things.
但是呢，这个经历让我就是警醒，不要是单单的相信那些东西。
The trust is still not in God.
我的那个信靠呢，不是在神身上。
It's a reversal.
必须要翻过来。
It's to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take the vitamin C, and God, you can help me get well.
不是说啊，我吃了这个维生素 C， 然后我对神说啊，神啊，你会让我好。
So when it comes to a GPA or a resume or internship experiences, all these things.
所以当我们想到你的学业成绩，想到你夏天的去做的那些实习经历的时候
，It's not the number of APs that will get you into school.
并不是说你所修的那些个什么大学预科班的课程让你能够进到一个好学校。
Because you can never control who is the panel on the review panel.
因为你无法来决定这个申请，就是这个评审入学申请的这些人是谁。
You can never control if your envelope is going to be lost somewhere.
你也无法确保你的申请材料不会丢掉。
Same thing with a resume.
同样，对于你的个人简历也是如此。
You never know who is going to interview you.
你也不知道谁将要面试你。
All these are in God's hands.
所有的这些仅仅在神的手中。
Yes, you prepare yourself to know how you're going to contribute to a company.
当然，你要准备好自己来为这个公司做出贡献。
But that will not bring you into the company.
但是这个准备并不足以把你让你进到这个公司里去。
Unless God has a good will for you to stay in that company.
除非神有一美好的旨意要你去那个公司。
I have a friend who is being offered a job that will advance his career elsewhere.
我有一个朋友，他得到了一个很好的让他的职业更迅速发展的机会。
And I was so humbled by his approach.
而他的这个态度呢，使我非常的谦卑。
He said he's staying at where he is.
他说他选择留在那个地方。
Because he has discerned that he's being called to minister in his current workplace.
因为他感到神呼召他就在他当时的那个工作来做一些福音的事工。
He said, "So be it. If this is all I do for my career."
他说，所以我就坚持留在这里。如果我的工作经历没有更好的提高的话
，But if I get to do what God wants me to do here, I'll stick with it.
但是只要我可以做神要我做的事，那么我就很满足了。
So let us heed to what Jesus has taught us.
所以我们来看看耶稣对我们的教导是什么。
It all comes down to seeking His kingdom and His righteousness first.
所有的这些追求，你要先抓住它的核心是要先求神的国。
All these other things that we constantly worry about.
我们所经常焦虑的一些其他的追求。
God knows.
神知道。
He's in control.
他掌管一切。
If it is in His good will, He will grant.
如果是他的旨意的话，他会赐给你。
Ultimately, when God's home is our home.
所以最终的来说，神的家就是我们的家。
When His concerns are our concerns.
他的关心也是我们的关心。
Then we are in the fullness of worship of God.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就是在真正的贯彻在敬拜神。
For in verse 8, God gives us the reason to do.What we have been saying to do.
神告诉了我们为什么要这样做的原因。
First it says, you are to go into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
这就是耶和华说的，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
Be honored means to glorify God.
就是当我们有这个荣幸的时候，我们就是可以来加增神的荣耀。
To show that He's worthy.
然后表明他是值得我们这样做的。
Worthy of our time.
值得我们花时间。
Worthy of our resources.
值得我们的资源。
Worthy of our attention.
值得我们的注意。
That timber is not to be used to make panel houses.
上山取的那些木料不是来做我们的天花板。
And it's not to say that panel houses are terrible.
并不是说它这个装饰精美的房子不好。
They are good.
是很好的。
But first, get God's home in place.
但是先把神的殿建造好。
The panels, the beautiful panels, are to first be for God, then the blessing comes to us.
我们要先把神的殿装饰得美丽，然后神的祝福自然会临到我们。
Because God will provide the panel houses for us when we do build up His home.
就是当我们把神的殿建造好的时候，神也会赐给我们一个适宜居住的美丽的房子。
Jesus says, "I brought you, Father, glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do."
耶稣对神说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
And so it's at this time that we now pause.
所以这个时候我们来停顿一下。
To prayerfully reflect upon the words of God through Haggai.
所以我们来借着哈该的话，我们来反思自己的行为。
So that we will not continue to live in erroneous priorities and disastrous self-sufficiencies.
所以我们不要再过一个有错误的优先顺序，有灾难性的这种自我依赖的这样的生活。
And for every prayer that we offer up,
我们所做的任何一个祷告，
let us invite the Spirit to minister to our souls.
让我们来邀请圣灵来搅动我们的灵
命。That He will search out any offensive way in us.
他会在查看我们的心有没有任何的过错。
And lead us on that way.Everlasting.
然后呢，引我们走永生的道路。
You are encouraged to pray in the manner that you are most at ease with.
所以欢迎大家用你自己舒服的方式来祷告。
For some, you may be praying aloud.
有些人可能会出声。
For some, you may be in silent prayer.
有些人可能是心里祷告。
For some, if you feel like you need to kneel, go ahead.
如果你觉得你需要跪下来，你也可以这样做。
So let us now go to our Lord in prayer.
所以我们在祷告中，我们来到神面前。
First, be honest with God about the actual priorities of our lives.
让我们先来诚实的向神说明我们心里真正的优先顺序是什么。
What are we most committed to doing?
我们其实最想做的是什么？
Following that prayer now, let us call on to God to be our priority.
祷告，接下来我们要想到如何把神放在我们的优先顺序的第一位。
That we'll speak to Him specifically on how we might be able to reprioritize our lives for God's glory.
我们可以很有针对性的、具体的来说一些事。我们这样做的时候，我们就是来真正的敬拜他。
Let us now in prayer consider at least this one resource that we have been given that we want to commit to God's kingdom use.
我们现在来至少思索一样事情，就是神已经赐给我们了，我们可以归他所用。
It could be your time.
可能是我们的时间。
But finance.
或者我们的经济。
Talent.
我们的恩赐。
Equipment such as laptops or cars.
我们的一些器材，比方说你的电脑或者是你的车。
Let us in prayer ask God for opportunities to utilize these resources for His glory.
让我们来求神，让我们可以使用这些，来为他做工，来增加他的荣耀，来给他荣耀。
Indeed, Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
for the prayers that have been lifted up,
因着这些, 奉献给, 献给你的赞美,
we pray that you are pleased to hear.
我们祷告求你, 悦纳,
And we thank you that you have spoken through Sister Amy.
我们也谢谢你通过Amy 姐妹的口。
To have led us in our confessions to you.
让我们因着悔改来归向你。
To know that we have already been given the best.
让我们知道我们已经你已经把上好的赐给了我们。
And that is in Jesus Christ Himself.
那就是耶稣基督。
This life that we have been given in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里的生命。
Of all the riches.
在所有的这些丰富里边。
But the riches in the presence of God.
最大的财富是我们可以在耶稣基督里。
That we've been reconciled to you.
我们得以和你和好。
That we have this confidence that God, you will grant us the repentance.
我们也有着这样的信心，你会赐给我们所求的。
To turn away from our wrongful priorities.
让我们把这个从这个错误的优先顺序中走出来。
To turn away from our idols.
让我们停止敬拜偶像。
These things that we trust so much to make us who we think we are.
我们一直以为是靠着那些使我们成为现在的人。
But Heavenly Father, indeed, grant us the faith of a mustard seed.
但是是天父你赐给我们像芥菜种那样的信心。
And help us trust and believe that repentance can happen.
神啊，帮助我们信靠顺服，让我们可以悔改归向你。
Help us to have that courage to repent.
给我们信心，让我们可以悔改。
To confess our weakness.
让我们来承认自己的软弱。
But yet to call out and trust that God you are mighty.
而且能够大声呼喊出来，神啊，你是那个全能的神。
And to know that God you are in partnership with us.
而且知道神啊，你与我们在一起。
For we are told that God you stir up the spirits of the leaders.
因为我们知道神啊 你通过搅动那些属灵领袖的心
You stir up the hearts of all the faith community
你也就搅动了所有这个忠心的仆人的心
When we turn back to you
当我们回转归向你的时候
God you say you will be with us
你就说你会与我们同在
God you say you are with us
神啊你说你会和我们在一起
God you have sent your spirit to indwell in us
神啊，你把你的圣灵降下，住在我们中间。
God in the person of Jesus, you've told us that Jesus will be with us till the end of age.
也借着耶稣基督，你说你会与我们同在，一直到世界的末了。
This is Emmanuel.
这就是以马内利。
But when your people turn back to you,
当人们回转归向你的时候
，when we do not harden our hearts in the hearing of your word,
当我们不刚硬我们的心，而是倾听你的话语的时候
，but that we turn around.
神啊，我们就回转。
We do not fight, we do not debate, we do not try to justify our own ways.
我们就不再为自己的坏行为去找借口去和你争论。
But we trust and obey.
我们紧紧的信靠顺服。
That we say that God, your word is good.
我们说神啊，你的话是良善的。
Your ways are higher than our ways.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your thoughts are far greater than our thoughts.
你的心思意念远远的高出我们的心思意念。
We will trust in you.
我们信靠你。
We will commit ourselves to build your temple.
我们会立志来建造你的殿。
We see that God, you are true to your word.
我们看到神啊，你的话语都是信实的。
We see that with the remnants, you are true to your word. You are pleased.
我们也看到你对那些渔民，那些残余的人，你是信守你的诺言到底。
And you were with them by stirring up their hearts.
你和他们同在，你搅动他们的心。
You stir up their affections so that they do love you.
你使他们的心火热，让他们来爱你。
And we believe that God, your word is timeless.
神啊，我们相信你的话是没有时间界限的。
So this morning we ask you to do the same.
所以今天早上我们也祈求你在我们身上做同样的工。
When you have given us the righteousness.
当你给了我们正直的灵。
Give us also the affection for you.
也给我们一颗爱你的火热的心。
That we'll love you.
我们会爱你。
That we'll love you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength.
让我们能够尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力的来爱你。
That you break our self-centeredness.
你会把我们的自我中心打破。
But you turn us to you.
你使我们来归向你。
Help us to see that it is truly in Jesus that there is life.
帮助我们真切的看到，只有借着耶稣基督才有生命。
It's truly that apart from Christ there is no fruit.
也让我们看到，当我们背离神的时候，就没有任何的果效。
It is true that only in God do we know how we are to live.
也是真实的，只有在神那里，我们知道当如何活这个生命。
And that is in worship God.
那就是我们要来
敬拜神，
来敬拜你。
That God, you turn our hearts.
神啊，你转换我们的心。
For only you.
因为只有你。
For only you have that grace and mercy.
因为只有你有那样的恩典，有那样的怜悯。
And truly, as Sister Amy has called upon you to help us.
啊，真的，当Amy 姐妹来向你呼求，求你来帮助我们。
This revival will come to CCMC.
我们希望一个振兴，一个属灵的复兴会临到 CCMC.
That there will be the reaching out to RTP.
我们可以为你的神国扩展去到 RTP 来为你做工。
But before we think that big, let us think our families.
当我们想那个远，在我们想那些远景之前，让我们来先思想自己的属灵的家。
Our friends.
想我们的朋友
，our coworkers，
我们的同事
，our schoolmates，
我们的同学
，our teachers，
我们的老师
，our bosses，
我们的老板
，our employees，
我们的雇工
，our employers，
我们的雇主
，those that you have placed us around us，
那些人你把他放到我们生命当中
，our neighbors，
我们的邻居
，even those that cut us off in traffic，
包括那些堵了我们路的人。
Heavenly Father, this revival, when it comes, you help us see it in your perspective.
神啊，帮助我们用你的眼光来对待这些人。
Our hearts will burn so that we will seek your kingdom and your righteousness first.
让我们的心火热，所以我们愿意来先求你的国，先求你的义。
And we see that God, you are ever patient with us.
神啊，我们看到你是一直这样耐心的神。
There were those 20 years of waiting.
有整足足20年的等待。
20 years of wrongdoing.
有二十年，这些子民他们做一些坏坏的事。
When your people come and repent,
但是神啊，当你的子民转换来归向你的时候
，You're willing to forgive.
你是愿意来饶恕他们。
You're willing to stir up the spirits.
你愿意来振兴他们的灵。
And 20 days later,
而且仅仅20天之后
，The building of your temple began.
建造你神的殿的工作就开始了。
That you are in partnership with your people.
你就是和你的神同，你就和你的子民同在。
Heavenly Father, we ask that it be the same for us.
天父啊，我们求你也让同样的事发生在我们中间。
They may have heard your word on the very first day of the month.
他们可能是在每个月的第一天听到你的话。
Today we hear this word on the very first week of the week of March.
而我们现在是在每一周的第一天，我们来听你的话语。
May it be that such change of hearts will come.
也求你让这样的心灵的转化。实现在我们中间。
In our faithlessness, we ask for a few, just a few spirits to turn.
因着我们的信心，我们也凭着信心，我们来求你来振奋我们的心。
But in faithfulness, we ask that it's TCMC.
也是因着我们的信心，我们来求神啊，你来祝福 CCMC.
That we know that in each and every one of us, you have given us our purpose.
对于我们中间的每一个人，你给了我们一个目的。
You have given us our talents and resources.
你给了我们天赋，给了我们恩赐，给了我们资源。
We each have a place in this home.
我们每一个人在这个属灵的大家庭中都有一个位置。
We together form the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们在一起，我们来形成这个属灵的家。
And so we come together.
所以我们聚集在一起。
Calling on you, God.
我们来呼叫你的名。
That your Spirit fill us.
让你的灵充满我们。
Help us to know that we have to call on you. Call on your Spirit.
让我们知道，我们必须来呼喊你，我们来信靠你。
How can we know your will apart from the Spirit?
如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们怎么能知道你呢
？Just as the spirit of man knows the things of the man, so does the spirit of God knows the things of God.
正如人的心知道他自己的事，而神的灵知道神的事。
So help us.
所以帮助我们。
Indeed, we are weak.
我们确实是软弱无助。
We are feeble.
我们容易跌倒。
We are prone to wander.
我们容易偏行己路。
Yet God.
但是神呢
You've given such beautiful words to say that be thou my vision.
但是神呢，你给了我们这样美丽的应许，让你成为我们的意象。
Let us be diligent.
让我们来勤奋。
Let us read your word.
让我们来一起读神的话。
Let us hear your word.
让我们来喜悦你的话语。
Without that hearing, there's no faith.
没有这些没有听到，我们就不可能相信。
Without that faith, there's no obedience.
没有那样的信心，我们就不会顺服。
Without that obedience, there's no love for God.
没有那样的顺服，我们就不会有对神的爱。
Heavenly Father, this morning you have spoken to us through Haggai.
天父啊，今天早上你通过哈该向我们说话。
And through Haggai, you have given us your truth.
而通过哈该，你也给我们你的真理。
We thank you for this blessedness to know the truth.
我们谢谢你给我们这样的福气，可以知道你的真理。
And we thank you that Jesus Christ, you are the temple.
而且我们也谢谢你赐给我们耶稣基督，他自己就是神的殿。
The body of Christ is the temple.
耶稣的身体就是那个神的殿。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
And we thank you that we are the body of Christ.
我们谢谢你，我们是神的肢体。
We thank you that you have allowed us to make you our home.
我们谢谢你，让我们可以来为你来建造这个殿。
Help us to see that this is such a privilege and honor.
帮助我们看到这是何等的特权来为你做工。
Help us to call out as the psalmist calls out.
帮助我们来向你呼求。
That we will dwell in the presence of the Lord.
我们将要住在耶和华的殿中。
We'll dwell in His home.
住在他的家中。
We'll dwell in that temple with His Jesus Christ.
我们会住在那个有耶稣同在的殿中。
Knowing that in Jesus we have all that we need for life and godliness.
我们也知道，因着耶稣基督，我们有拥有生命所需要的一切。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
And we ask that we desire to simply behold your beauty and your majesty.
我们也祈求你，让我们能够实时的看到你的荣美，你的大能。
For all the days of our lives.
让我们生命的每一天里。
As we partake of the communion.
当我们接下来用主餐的时候。
As we break the bread and drink the cup.
当我们吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候。
Help us to know that it is Christ whose body was broken for us.
帮助我们知道是耶稣基督他舍了自己的身体为我们
blood was shed,
他的血是为我们而流
That makes it possible for us this morning to call on you, God
因着这一切使得今天早上我们可以来呼召你
To call on you to have your spirit come upon us
来呼求你让你的灵灌到我们中间
That there can be belief
让我们中间可以有信心
That can be passion
可以有火热
But that most importantly there's thanksgiving and worship
让我们能够有更好的敬拜
Of the Lord who diddidDie for us.
因为神，你为我们舍命。
Who loves us?
你爱我们。
And gave himself for us.
把他自己完全的献给我们。
So that we too will be the body of Christ.
所以我们今天可以作为耶稣的身体。
That we too will grow into maturity.
所以我们也可以在耶稣里成长。
And undeservedly receive this blessing of glory.
而且我们不配的在这里承担在这里承受你赐给我们的福气。
We pray that for the next.Moments, we will be in contemplation.
我们也祷告，在接下来的这个时间，我们来思索。
That this communion,
这个圣餐
truly is holy.
确实是圣洁的。
We eat the bread and drink the cup in a manner worthy of the sacrifice that Christ has made.
我们领受这个饼，这个杯，因为。让我们用一个方式，是一个配得耶稣为我们做出这样牺牲的方式。
Help us to be in continued repentance and thanksgiving.
帮助我们不断的认罪，不断的向你敬拜。
Help us to rejoice.
帮助我们来快乐。
To know that God.
能够知道神。
You have given us this honor and privilege.
你给了我们这样的荣耀，给了我们这样的特权。
That we can be called children of God.
我们可以得称为神的儿女。
Guide us in our meditation.
指引我们前面的路。